Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. This week, Climate and Community continues the conversation with Bill Weber and Karina Napier to learn more about their experience as members of the Portland Climate Action Team, also known as PCAT.
We're fortunate in that Portland has an approved climate action plan called One Climate Future. And this was unanimously approved. It was developed with the city of South Portland maybe 4 years ago.
Bill and Karina explained how their group decides what projects to pursue and how they function as a team.
There are 68 different strategies within that plan. But I always like to use the analogy that climate action plan is like a vehicle, right? We know it can get us to a more sustainable future, but we need to charge the battery in order to move it down to our destination.
Yeah, absolutely. The climate action plan, it keeps us on track. It gives us a direction. In terms of internal movements, Bill, he's kind of like our ringleader. And I think that happens to really work for us. With Bill's deep background and pre-established relationships with some of the key decision makers, that's one of the ways that we have a voice. But then we have a steering committee, and those seven or so people get together on top of our monthly meetings.
They went on to share several projects that they're particularly proud of, as well as some of their most recent work.
The Ocean Avenue solar farm that PCAT helped get established probably about 6 years ago. It's 1 megawatt. It's a closed landfill that we felt had better purpose. More recently, though, we have been involved in the removal of the coal pile at Cassidy Point. We have coal going through Portland, going up to the paper mills, where they burn the coal in addition to tires. They're transferring it from ships over to rail cars. So in that movement of all that coal, there's lots of dust, and that dust was a health problem. So we have led an effort to get that banned, and now the operator has a certain time period to decommission that coal pile. So that was a very big win for us last year.
Karina highlighted an important way that PCAT collaborates with students in the community to advocate for climate action.
We got involved with the Portland High Environmental Club. When they were younger at the East End School here in Portland, there was an initiative called Solarize that they were interviewed for in this beautiful video of children talking about how they want to save their climate. And so now here they are in their formative teenage years, like picking up the reins because COVID put a little dent in that work. And so now they really have to pick up where everyone left off several years ago. And they're doing that. And it's incredible to witness. And right now, the next initiative is to have Revision Energy come to the school and meet with this group to discuss solar implementation potentially on the schools. There's a lot of movement right now in the school districts around what's going to be happening with some of the school buildings. But again, these kids are very invested. And with the Maine Green Schools program, these kids are motivated and people are listening to them. So it's been great.
I asked Karina and Bill if they imagined their work at PCAT would ever be finished and what success in the future looked like to them.
I don't think we'll ever be done. This Portland Climate Action Plan laid out goals that we constantly remind the city council. And those goals are that the city buildings go 100% electric by 2040. And the other major goal is reducing our carbon footprint by 80% by the year 2050. So I think those are probably pretty standard goals shared by the state as well as other municipalities. What you need, though, is a feedback mechanism. And we finally got the city to do a revised greenhouse gas inventory. Our baseline was based on 2017, and we finally just did a revised one. And it only showed that we were about 3% less than our baseline. We have an interim goal for 2030 that should be like 35% reduction. So we are well off of our targeted goals. There are lots of very urgent demands that the city has, and we understand that. Our role, though, is to be like that pea under the mattress and be that constant nagging feeling like, okay, I have some extra time, let's spend it on this thing. So we are working diligently and in trying to inspire the City Council to step up and meet those goals.
Bill concluded our conversation with an important reminder about why climate solutions should be a priority for all of our leaders.
A carbon-free environment is good governance. Good governance. It pays for itself. Renewable energy is a lot cheaper than fossil fuels. The issue is financing it. And that's what we hope the next administration, even the next state administration, puts more money into financing those savings, because we love our city. We want more people to come here and recognize that the city management is doing good things for lowering the cost, making things more affordable in terms of energy burden.
To learn more about PCAT, find them online at sierraclub.maine/portland-cat or email them at portlandclimateaction@gmail.com.
This has been Climate and Community with a Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.